Nitrogen pollution. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Earth system scientists say there are four major human-caused forces that threaten to cause irreversible and abrupt environmental upheaval: climate change, deforestation, biodiversity loss, and excess nitrogen. The last one is perhaps less well known, but it is a crisis nonetheless. In the past half century, humans have increased the amount of nitrogen in the environment more than any other element. Sewage, livestock waste, fossil fuel burning, and especially the use of synthetic fertilizers have all contributed to a doubling of nitrogen flows. Half of the world's crops today are grown with the aid of nitrogen-based fertilizers. The fallout from excess nitrogen is mounting. In the United States, toxic algal blooms are occurring in lakes and rivers across the country. Underground water reserves in California have been poisoned, and there are toxic red tides off the shores of Florida. The Gulf of Mexico now has a regular dead zone, where excess nitrogen has stimulated so much aquatic plant growth that its eventual rotting consumes all of the available oxygen and suffocates nearly all other marine life. The zone is a result of nitrogen pouring down the Mississippi River from Midwestern grain fields. Last year, the Gulf dead zone extended over 8,800 square miles, and there are more than 400 dead zones in the world's oceans. Less than half of the nitrogen poured into fields is incorporated into crops. The rest is washing from the fields into rivers. Unless nitrogen use is reduced dramatically, and the efficiency of its use is increased dramatically, we are headed for environmental disaster. An international meeting held at New York University in January is one of the first occasions in which this looming crisis has been illuminated in detail. The time for action is now. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.